Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's Fashion with Penelope Noir.
Good morning, Penny.
Hello.
Penelope Noir. It's like a different persona.
Yeah, I should put a different voice on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should. I don't know what that would be,
I
though.
I probably wouldn't be able to maintain it for very long.
What are we talking about today?
Well, we're talking about perfume part three, and I thought I'd talk about more in depth about the some of the ingredients that come from animals.
Oh, I was going to say as a science, but I feel like
yeah,
slightly different kettle of fish.
I should start off by saying that some perfume companies, especially overseas, are not legally obliged to dissolve or disclose ingredients that they have. So if you want to look for a list of vegan perfumes, PETA.org has a good list. And also, like, just Google cruelty-free perfumes
yeah,
and perfumes not tested on animals. Because some of these products that I'm going to talk about, the animal needs to be deceased to obtain the product.
I feel like this, and correct me if I'm wrong, this is probably wrong, but a lot of brands that are cruelty-free or don't test on animals, they make it pretty clear.
Yeah,
like you know about it because yeah, it's on their packaging or it's on their website.
Yeah, I definitely think that too.
Yeah,
but I think there's a lot of cosmetic brands that don't kind of.
They just don't say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, shh. Yeah. First product though, sorry, is not harmful to the animal, but it's a bit weird. So it was mentioned by a texter last week, and we're talking about ambergris, which is
yeah,
a wax-like pathological growth found in the stomach and intestines of 1 in 100 sperm or pygmy sperm whales.
Yep. So how do they get that?
It's expelled.
Oh.
Fecally.
Oh, I see where you're going with this.
Yeah. It's not known what causes it, but it's thought to be spurred on by the irritation created by indigestible elements in the food that they eat. So things like beaks of cuttlefish.
Who finds this? Who's like, perfect?
Well,
this will be great.
Well, the thing is that it shows up on beaches.
Right.
And you can find it all around the world. It goes from being a raw, soft, dense mass, which is jet black on the outside and dark brown on the inside. And as it ages, it goes to white, porous and faintly sweet-smelling chunks.
So it's poop?
Yeah, so it's
yeah,
poo.
Yeah.
So if you think of dog poo...
It's that.
It's whale.
But the inside smells delicious.
Yeah.
Super weird.
Yeah. And I guess it... yeah, just ages... Yeah, it floats
like
onto the beach.
Like a fine cheese.
Yeah, like a fine cheese.
Yeah.
The best ambergris develops a lovely, sweet, musky odour. It's a fixative of great value, long-lasting and mellowing. In small quantities, sweet and dry with stronger notes of wood, moss and amber. And
I feel like with this music really goes with what you're saying right now.
Yeah, there is a website you can buy it from in New Zealand and also report that you've found some. Because a lot of like, because it does.
If you report that you found some, do people buy it off you?
Yeah, like
money
maker. I think this company, it's ambergris.co.nz, can buy it, and then they also sell it, and it's US dollars, $35 per gram.
Wow.
So that tells you how much it is.
So if you want to go somewhere
beach combing, and you
yeah,
find,
but you'd want to go beach combing where you know
it
sperm
may
whales
want,
are.
Yeah,
yeah. So that's the tricky part, isn't it?
Yeah. I wonder if you can like go diving for it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
It's
is it worth it? I don't know.
Another component in some perfumes is musk. It comes from a Siberian musk deer, which is only 20 inches tall. Sounds so cute.
Oh, little.
They don't grow antlers, and only mature male produces musk. It's stored in a pouch in front of the penis, and it's a dry gland which is chopped into small pieces and left in alcohol to mature for years.
So that does harm animals.
So that harms the animal.
Yeah.
It's sweet, generous aromatic intensity, also used as a fixative. And as early as 1973, they recognised that this was an endangered species because of its complexity, that it can't be exactly duplicated in a lab. They can make things that are similar but not the same. China has been trying to raise the endangered alpine deer musk through sustainable farming. I don't know exactly what that is. And
yeah,
to be honest, I don't look that up because I get really upset about it. Yeah. So I, you know.
So does that mean perfumes with musk as a scent?
You should check out whether it's pure, like made in a lab, or whether they're using a musk gland. Yeah. Few perfumes nowadays contain animal musk products, though, apparently.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's rare now.
Yeah. Civet. This is another one. This one is from the cat-like animal civet. I think everyone's heard of a civet.
I haven't heard of a civet. I'll have to look it up.
Yeah.
One of the bigger cats?
Kind of looks like a Bengal.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah, Bengal cat. Now it produces a crude buttery paste by the perennial, and it's they use it to mark their territory.
Ah.
And it costs up to US dollars $1,300
per gram.
No, it comes for 500 grams, I think it is.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's normally shipped in the horn of some other animal. So it's not sustainable at all. Can be apparently sustainably farmed, but like bear bile, it's not a nice way of farming.
No.
Like, they're kept in cages, and then they have these sticks in the middle that they encourage them, because I think they have to be aggravated to be able to mark the territory, so it's not good. It's also diluted in alcohol to get the best result. Chemists have created a civetone as a substitute, so that's good.
Mm.
Now, another one that Rachel and I talked about last time was the beaver. And the product that they produce is called Castoreum, and it's used as the ultimate leather scent. And it comes from the castor sacks of beavers, who are notoriously territorial. They use it to mark all around the border of their dams. But beavers must be killed to obtain this product, which is either smoked or dried. Contributes an erotic, spicy, ambery note to perfume. But when you're saying that an animal is going to be killed in the process, it doesn't come across as erotic or anything. Interestingly, it's also in the past been used as pain relief and as a poultice in wounds to prevent infection, like with Native American First Peoples. So that's kind of interesting. This one is also quite interesting. This one doesn't harm the animal. Rock Hydrax is the name of an animal. Kind of looks like a guinea pig. And its nearest related animal that we know is an elephant.
Okay.
But it's only little. It's a mammal. It produces hyraceum, which is their poo as well. And basically, they live in colonies of 10 to 80, and they always defecate in the same place. And it's not fresh, it's petrified. So ideally, if you go around collecting it and it's 1,000 years old, that's the best.
That's the best way to get it.
Yeah. So those were kind of like the most
kind of... That's crazy to think. But those things are not super common in perfume anymore, or they are?
I think some of them are. I was trying to look up, and all the major brands, of course, don't disclose what's in their products. So, and most of them test on animals and that sort of thing. So if you are thinking, okay, I've got to check this out, definitely do the research to find out.
That's interesting. I wonder if you sent off an inquiry to the brand if they would come back and tell you or not.
Yeah, I guess.
Probably not.
Yeah, I wouldn't think they would.
What a shady little business it is.
Yeah, it's quite interesting, how they don't disclose it. Because
you'd think if you were allergic to a product or something and you needed to know what was in the perfume.
Yeah. Maybe they just put the actual ingredients, but maybe the chemical names or something, but not actually where they've come from.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay, so thank you very much, Penny.
Yeah, glands and poos.
Glands and poos.
Yep.
Lovely. I'm going to rethink wearing my perfume now. Thanks, Penny. We'll see you next week.
Thanks.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.